Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Paraduma, the laws of the Red Heifer, in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. Where in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the drawing of the water. In this Perek, we discuss regarding invalidations that could happen with the water at the time when it's being drawn. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, qualifying the invalidation of malacha, of work, and relates as it relates to the water. Hamalacha peiselas b'mayim, doing work is a problem, invalidates the water, koidim shiyiskatshu, before it was sanctified, meaning when you have the water, then you put the ashes on the water, that sanctifies it. If malacha is done with the water before it was sanctified, then it's going to invalidate it. But vein b'selos baza, but it does not invalidate it regarding the spraying. But the varmei lohim divrei kabbalah, and these words are words of tradition. As Rambam explains, ketzer haso, he illustrates this halacha. Hamamali mayim likidush. So if someone draws the water for the sanctification, but this asik b'malacha acheres, and he's engaged with some other activity, b'shas hamilu, when he was drawing the water, or b'shas halacha samayim shemalu, or when he's transporting the water that he had drawn, or be'eshem aroisa mekli el keli, or when he's pouring the water from one vessel to another, meaning from the vessel that he drew the water from the spring to the vessel that he's going to put the ashes on the water. So this is during when it's in the with the engagement process of the filling of the water, the milui, that will invalidate the waters. Now, lo ilam hamalacha pesels b'mayim, and the work will always invalidate the water, achayat lemaseifer, until you put on the ashes. Oh, hitel haseifer v'niskatru, that's the second half of the halacha that we said. Once you put the ashes on the water, and that's what's called the kiddush that sanctifies the water, oh, v'nasamei nida, this became the purifying waters, then ein hamalacha pesels b'mayim, then doing work will not invalidate anymore. And again, that's what we said, that's the divrei kabbalah, these are words of tradition. Ella, rather, hamoylech hamayim hamokdashin, whoever is transporting the sanctified water, or he's pouring it from one vessel to another one, and he's engaged in some other activity, that's not going to be a problem. So too, mazi mehem biyode achas, if let's say spraying with those waters with one hand, doing malacha with some other hand, doesn't make a difference. Doing malacha is not a problem regarding the hazah, meaning when you have the ash water, it's the only problem with the water before you put the ashes on. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding that what also invalidates by the kiddush and the hazaya is if someone's getting paid. He's having wages for this. As Ram explains, hasachar, getting wages, paisel b'kiddush of hazaya, that will invalidate regarding if, let's say, he gets paid to sanctify or to spray the ash water, so the water will not become sanctified and the spraying will be invalid. But vein the place of a milui. So here it's the opposite. The previous halacha malacha was a problem by milui and not by kiddush hazaya. Here the wages is a problem by kiddush hazaya, but vein the place of a milui will not be a problem regarding the filling of the water. Ketzer haso, hanaytel schorei lekadosh mechatos oy lahazmem. So if someone's getting paid to do the sanctification by putting the ashes on the water, oy lahazmem, with the spray from that ash water, hadei oisem amayim. So those waters are kamei ma'ara, are like cave water, which are invalidated to be used for kiddush. And for even the ashes, are ke'eva mikla, are like ashes from an oven, she'ena kum, which in other words, it's not significant, it's not valid. Aval, but, he could get paid for wages, lamala samayim or lalichim, to draw the water, to transport it. And then, but then the sanctification has to be done for free. And also, when he sprays, it also has to be for free. Now, let's say Hoya HaMekadosh or Yamaza, let's say the one who's sanctifying or the one who's spraying, which we said those cannot get paid for, but let's say he's a zakan, he's an elderly person. Shein yochel hal charagli, he can't walk by foot. Vaha tami, now a tami person comes along, govikish mimenu, and he's asking for him, he needs to be sprayed with these purification waters, and he asks him, lalchi b'mokim rochik, he's asking him to come to a faraway place, lakadosh or lahazas, to do the sanctification or the spraying over there. Now, he can't get there by foot. So here the halacha is harizim akiva alachamar. So the tummy person could arrange that this elderly person could get a ride on the donkey, and moreover, v'nisin schara, he could give him his wages kapoil bottle, like a worker who's not working. Shabatal ma'isam alacha shabit lemenu, that is not doing the work which he's not going to be able to do now. In other words, we evaluate how much would a worker be willing to accept not to work, and he's not going to get paid his regular wages, but at least he won't have to work. That actually, that person is permitted to accept that. That's not considered as wages. And so to v'chinim ha'yikoyin, let's say the one who was asked to do the services is a koyin. V'yitami. Now, by going on this journey, the tummy person has become tummy. And it's going to be a certain type of tumah, ha'mana'ata melechel trumasa, that's going to prevent from eating his truma, Tommy Perzik and Nani Truma. Now, he's going to have to purchase Chulin, which is more expensive than Truma because Truma has a limited market for Kahanim and doesn't have so much value, whereas Chulin has a much larger market. And this is going to be Ishri Yilchem or Lahazes or Lachadish because of the journey that he's going to have to go with him to spray or to sanctify. So the Tamei person actually could give him to eat, could give him to drink, and to anoint him, meaning because this guy, this Kain is losing out on his own Truma. And they're stopping him from work because he's got to go travel a half a day away to do this for him. Yeah, he could give him the wages of a worker who's not working, of the work that he normally would work. Because all these things that we're describing, they're not wages in a stock or by Kiddush, so that he's gaining profit by the sanctification or the spraying. He's not gaining anything. He's only taking according to what he's losing out on. That's not considered a sacher. That would be permitted to be done even by the Kiddush and by the Hazay. Halacha Gimel, Ketanya is regarding the opening halacha of Halacha Aleph, regarding the drawing of the water, regarding what qualifies as malacha that is prohibited, that invalidates. So hamamala ba'achas yadev. So someone drawing the water with one hand. He's doing malacha with the other hand. Or he's drawing water for himself and for someone else. Or he's drawing for two different individuals at the same time. So shneim pesulim, both those waters are going to be invalid. Why? Shamilu malacha, because the drawing itself is a malacha. And then it comes out, kol mil mishneim, each one of the two milus that he's doing, ki'ilu asa imay malachas, as if he's doing another malacha with it. Because the milu itself, in regards to the other one, is a malacha. We already let this be known, shamalacha b'self b'milui, as we said in halacha aleph, that a malacha, doing work, invalidates at the time when you join the water. Whether he's drawing for himself, whether he's drawing for others. Halacha dal. Now, hamalachim. Someone's drawing water for others. Afila mila elav chavius. Even if he's drawing 1,000 barrels, zuachazu, one after the other consecutively, la elav b'nei adam for 1,000 people, kulam kashem, they're all valid. V'chol echad mem noitla mayim shalem mekashim. Everyone could take their waters and sanctify it, because each one was done for itself. Now, mila la'atzmoy, but let's he's drawing the water for himself. Chavis acha chavis, one after the other. So it depends. In this gavin lekabitz kolachabis lekliyachad. If his intention was to gather all the barrels into one vessel, is drawing them one after the other. Ulahashchalem as aifer and to throw on them the ashes and mekachim kiddushech and then to ultimately make it into one big sanctification of these purifying waters. So kulam kshem, the all gonna be valid. Shakul mileyachur, because each one is they're all together considered as one a drawing, and it concludes with the final pouring of all the waters into that one big vessel. So there's nothing that's in, there's no other work being done over here. It's all considered one thing. Now, avalim miskaven lekadosh kol chavos uchavos b'pnei asmim, but if he intended to sanctify each barrel by itself to make its own separate purification waters, so kulam soon, they're all going to be invalid. Chutz mechren, except for the last one. Why? Because sherishayin and nevselis b'malacha sh'asar kodim sheikadosh, because all the first ones, up until the last one, they're all invalidated with that work which he did before he sanctified them, humilashneya. The second one right after that, that drawing of the water, we said, is a malacha that you're doing before you sanctify the first ones. So that's the first, literal first one. Then the second one with the drawing of the water, the third one. And therefore, the inkashir, alacharin, the only one that's going to be valid is going to be the last ones because you didn't do any malacha between the filling of that water and the sanctifying of its water. Halachahe. Chamisha, shemilu chamesh chavias. So you have 5 individuals. They filled up 5 barrels. Likachin chamisha kedushim, and their intent was that everyone should sanctify his own barrel to make 5 separate sanctified waters. Could go in, for example, shayashlach eifa kol achz v'achz v'fnasmi, that the ashes are going to be poured on each and every waters individually, independently. So each one was going to do his own thing. Now, v'nimelach ultimately they changed their mind and they said, you know what? Why are we doing this separately? Let's just la'arvan likachin kulin kiddush echad. Let's go do this together. Let's mix them all, and then we'll make one big purifying waters from all of our 5 barrels. Or the other way around. Shemilun lekachim kiddush echad. Their intent was actually to make one big sanctifying waters. Then they changed their mind and said, you know what? Let's all do our own thing. Lekachim chamisha kiddushim, to do 5 separate sanctifications. So in both of these cases, kulam kshem, they're all valid. Shaharei lo nesasik hamamale b'milu achar, because the one who drew his water for his barrel, whether again they were intended to do separate and then join, or join and then do separate, ultimately, neither one of them had done anything different than just draw his own water. He didn't do any other malacha. And also, there's no hefsek between the drawing and the sanctifying. Aval but. Hayachid shemil chomesh chavias. If you have one person that filled up these five barrels, and his original intent was lekachin chamesh kedushin to make each one of these separate sanctifying waters. So Ava Peshachazav and Nimlach Lekachin Kedushachad, even though he's ultimately changed his mind, says, you know what, let me make this into one big sanctifying waters. And Kosha El Achrin, the only one that's going to be valid, is going to be the last ones, because the first ones became invalidated before he changed his mind, because they became invalidated when you're doing another filling, which a milu is a malacha, between the original one's filling and its sanctifying. And it doesn't go back retroactively to be Kosha now that he changed his mind to be one thing. Now let's say Milan Lekachin Kedushachad, let's say he filled it up to be one sanctifying waters. V'nimlach lekachin chamisha kedushin, and then changes his mind, says, no, let each barrel be its own one. I'll put separate ash on each one. And kasha elazesh kedush betchila. Here, the only one that's going to be valid is the one that he sanctified first, and the rest, whichever one he decides to sanctify first, the rest are going to be invalidated because by doing the kiddush of the first one, that will separate and interrupt between the milui of them and their kiddush, which he's doing something else, a malacha, in between. Only the first one didn't have anything interrupting it. If he told another person, what we're talking about, where he filled it up to make one kiddush, and then they changed their mind to sanctify five separate ones, because if they filled up originally to sanctify each one independently, then the first four barrels are going to be invalidated by the drawing of the waters after them, like we said before. So the intent was to make one, and then they changed to make five. And he tells another person, Kaddish l'cha es elu. You sanctify these. Now, the one who's filling it up, he removed himself, meaning the one who did fill it up, he removed himself from this, and the second one's taking his place as if he filled it up. He's saying, I filled up these barrels, you sanctify them. So, in kosher elazushin is kachman betchila, the only one that's going to be valid is going to be the one that's sanctified first. Because, again, like we said, the rest are having something else that's interposing. But let's say he told him, Kaddish li es elu, that sanctify for me these. Oh, if so, the second one, really, it's the first one that filled it up, and he didn't do any malacha, so hare kulan kesherin. So here, all of them are going to be valid, like when we have like five people who did their filling up, shorli kiddush echad milan, because it was filled up for one kiddush. And therefore, we said that that's not going to be in invalidation. Now, although he subsequently changed his mind to make it into five separate sanctifications, and we said that by changing the mind, the only first one's going to be valid. No, he didn't do the sanctifying, which would be a problem if in between. Rather, another one, that other person did the kiddush, which he didn't draw the water, and therefore he didn't invalidate. He cannot invalidate the milui of another person, and therefore they're all going to be valid. Halacha Vav. Haroitz lamalis mayim lekachim. Someone wants to draw the waters to sanctify them. And umayim achem letzrachav. Besides that, he wants to use these waters for the kiddush of the mechatas, he also wants other waters for his own personal needs. So what should he do? So mamali yeshal tzrachav tchila. First, he should draw the waters that he needs for his own personal needs, let's say to drink. And then, so he should tie them in the flask and put them behind his back. Then he should fill up the waters that he needs for the chatas. And the reason why it has to be that in that order is because if he would do his second, that would be engaging in a different malacha, which we said milu is considered a malacha, and that would invalidate between the first milu of the chatas and its kiddush. So rather, do the chatas second, and then you put it in front of you and you go on your way, because if you put the mechatas behind, that would be invalid because the Torah says it has to be l'mishmeres, sounds like you have to protect it. If you put it behind, it's not well protected. Halacha zayin, shnayim shayim imalim. If you have two people that were drawing the waters, each one for themselves, but they lifted up one for the other. They were assisting each other in lifting up their barrels. Or the notel zelazek koitz miyadoy and magufoy b'shas milu. Or let's say one was helping the other by removing a thorn from his hand or from his body when he was drawing the water because it was making it difficult for him. So imilu shneim lekiddush echad. So if they're both drawing the waters for one sanctification, meaning to mix the waters and to put the ashes on the mixture of both those waters, then I'm ashamed. Then the water is valid because they're all in the assistance of the same activity. But if they're drawing the water for each one to do his own sanctification, Well, then zeshig bia. So the one that helped the other one lift up by hoytzias akaitz or to remove his thorn, pasul meimim is invalidated his waters because that's something else unrelated to his, and that's a malacha that will invalidate. Lachachaskatiz regarding different activities that are secondary to the drawing of the water. Hashoyel chevel lamalasbay. So if someone borrows a rope to help draw the water, umili draws the water, and benotel chevel b'yadav, and he takes the rope in his hands, umeim aval kseifay, and he takes the waters on his shoulder, and on his way, in his processes that he's doing over here, he encounters the onu that he borrowed the rope from. And he gives the rope to them as he's going. So ksherin, that's going to be valid, because transporting the rope is not really adding on anything more to his journey, and therefore it's not considered malacha. But unless he goes out of his way to bring the rope back to the owners, that is considered unnecessary for the drawing of the water, and therefore pasul saman, that will invalidate the water. Halacha test. So if someone's drawing the water, and so he already drew the water, and so he throws the rope that he filled up with it onto the ground. Now after he finished drawing the water, then he went back and he roped it around his hand. So Psalm, he has invalidated the waters because he could have roped it around his hand as he was drawing the water, and now by throwing it down the ground and picking it back up is an added work which invalidates it. Now, but let's say he was drawing and he was gathering it as he's going into his hand. Well, I'm ashamed. The word is valid because that's part of the milui process. Halacha yud. Hamamale, so if someone's drawing the water, and he puts into a barrel, meaning he filled it with a small pitcher and he's pouring it into a large barrel, until he fills up the water. Now, he's putting the barrel in a discrete area that it shouldn't break. At the time when he was drawing the water, or let's say he turns it upside down to dry it out, but that he could use it to draw with. So kasha, that's going to be valid. These activities are all parts of the drawing process. Now, let's say, and he could do the same activities, but depending what it's for, if he, let's say, puts it away, he dries it, so that he could use it to transport for the sanctification, which is not related to the milui, that's a later process, apostle is invalidated. Because he's done activity that's not related to the actual drawing of the water, it's for the kiddush adazah, which is not part of the milui process. If someone draws water and he puts it into a trough, upina charesis minashekes. Now he removed some earthenware shards from the trough. Bishas mili when he's doing the drawing of the water. So in bishvil shatags imayim rabim, if he's removing it so that it could contain an abundance of water, shame, that's valid. That's necessary for the drawing of the water. But v'mishvil shliyach harosim akvanaisay. But if let's say he's removing it so that the earthenware should not get in his way, bishas shuizoylevas amayim shemil bashekes, that when he's withdrawing the water that he filled up in the trough. Well, that's not necessary for now for the drawing of the water. That's going to be invalid. Halacha Inav continues regarding that sometimes it's necessary to even dry it out for the procedure from the milui that was of the drawing of the water that was beforehand. So let's say someone drew a pitcher of water to drink. And then changes. Might say, you know what? Why am I drinking this? Let me use this for the purification waters that I need. These are mayim chayim. This is exactly what I need. So if he thought about this before the pitcher reached the water, what he has to do is he pours out the water that he drew. In other words, they are invalid for the mechatas because the lowering of the bucket was not for the purposes of the mechatas. But he does not have to dry out the bucket because the thought that he had before the bucket reached the water is somewhat effective, that he doesn't have to go out and dry up the bucket before he draws other waters with the thought of using it for the kiddush of the mechatas. Now, let's say he only thought about this once the bucket already reached the water, and he's like, you know what, let me use this water, that's not valid. So here actually Mori has to pour out the water, and even more, he has to actually even dry out the bucket. Because the thought that he had after the bucket would reach the water is not effective at all. And therefore, the halacha of this bucket is like any bucket that has some other moisture of invalid waters, which you have to dry it up. And then, only then could you use it to draw the water for the paraduma waters. Let's say shilshadli. Let's say he was lowering the bucket. The nifsika chiv mayadi, and then the rope actually tore from his hand. And so the bucket fell into the water. So If he thought about this, that he wants to use it for the mechatas before the bucket hit the water. So ma'ara, it's invalid, like we say, he has to pour out the water. But like we said, he doesn't have to dry it out, like we said, if, let's say, the rope didn't tear. Now, let's say nimlach, let's say he changed his mind, when the bucket was still in the water. But the chichav of the mechatas, and he says, you know what, let me use it for the mechatas. In this case, ma'ara, the ain't tzarich l'nagid. You can pour it out, and you don't have to dry it up, which although someone have the gear said that you have to dry it up, similar to the previous halacha, that no, because here, he didn't lower it until the water with the thought of drinking it, because it fell by itself by the rope tearing. So we view his thought to drink it as if it stopped before the bucket reached the water, and therefore you would not have to dry it up, even though it's already inside the water. Mayim shemil mechatas, let's say the water was drawn for the mechatas. Now, the achash in this mali, after that the water was drawn before it was sanctified, kishavalim lishtais, and the other way around. He thought he wants to use it to drink. Kishayatas a kli lishtais, when he tilts the bowl, the vessel, to drink, paslamayim, that already invalidates the water. Just thinking about it would not invalidate it. But once he tilts it, then even though he didn't drink from it, that already would invalidate the waters from being as the mechatas.